This is KMBA News. I'm Chirp Kraus. A University of Alaska-led study links declines in some Alaska Chinook populations with climate change effects on salmon streams. The research shows how river temperatures and water levels affect king salmon numbers. One of the study's lead authors, Eric Shane, with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology, says the project is different from previous Chinook studies, which looked at ocean conditions.
This is one of the first studies that's been able to look across a lot of different king salmon populations and actually test for the effects of freshwater conditions. And even though these are completely different streams, so from ranging from tiny little creeks up to the big glacial Kenai River, we found really strong effects.
Shane says the study focuses on Cook Inlet Chinook and shows increased precipitation has different effects depending on timing.
Much less productive across all 15 of the populations we looked at when there were heavy fall rains, when the spawners were spawning, and when their eggs were incubating in the gravel. And then on the other hand, we found that above average rain, when the juveniles are swimming and growing in the streams, gives them access to more habitat, potentially more food.
Shane says high river water temperatures had opposite effects depending on the tributary.
When warm streams got warmer, those fish had much lower productivity. On the other hand, in some of the cooler rivers, there were some benefits of a warmer year. But across the board, when temperatures during spawning were hotter than about 64 degrees Fahrenheit, that was really bad for productivity.
The study uses Chinook abundance data collected by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and stream water temperature data collected by the environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper. Shane says data from other river systems seem to mirror the findings, and the team is seeking funding to broaden the project to cover the Yukon and Kuskokwim River basins. The Cook Inlet System findings are published in the journal Global Change Biology. For KMBA News, I'm Chip Krause.